This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. And as you've just heard, this weekend marks the one-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, reversing the federal right to an abortion. CPR's Ben Berkland reports the case inspired Democratic lawmakers to explicitly protect abortion in Colorado law.
Colorado didn't have a trigger ban like some other states. So even if lawmakers hadn't done anything, the procedure would have stayed legal in the state. But Democratic lawmakers said they wanted to make it clear that Colorado protects reproductive care choices. And the law also prevents local governments from passing restrictions of their own.
Some Pueblo officials did push to ban abortion providers in the city last year, but that effort was dropped. Coloradans are dealing with a lot of property damage after this week's severe storms. The state's insurance division says insurance agents are swamped, and it could take a while for an adjuster to get to your home. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on what to do in the meantime.
It's important to start your claim as soon as possible, and make sure to document the damage by taking photos once it's safe to do so. Stop the damage from getting worse by boarding up windows and covering cars. The insurance division says not to rush into a settlement if you don't agree with the insurer's initial assessment, and to be sure to review your policy's deductible. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And you can see more Colorado news online at cpr.org. It's 6:06.